Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom Tanur Rabbanim. In our previous shiur, the Gemara taught us the Aloch of Gezel Ager. If somebody had stolen from a ger, and then he had sworn falsely that he had not stolen, and he admits, and the ger is no longer alive. And as the Gemara taught us, the ger is the individual in Klal Yisrael who potentially has no relatives. Ger shen is gai kikot neshanoi ladami. A ger that becomes a ger is considered newly born. And since he's considered newly born, if he didn't have any children after he became a ger, he has no relatives. So the halacha the Torah tells us is that what was stolen, the keren v'chaimish should be given to the Kohanim of that Mishmer. And again, and the Gemara, in discussing that halacha, taught us that the halacha, in asking questions on that halacha, said that there are Kohanim who, even though it's not their Mishmer, may bring Kabbadis anytime they want. And that's where our shiur begins today. Tana Banam Nail Kohen, Shabbat Makrav Kamnaisov. How do we know that Kohen who brings his kabbanah, may bring his kabbanah of b'chol eis, b'chol shosh yirtza. If a kohen donated a carbon, for example, he has to bring a carbon chatos, he has to bring a carbon asham, even though it's not his week, the halacha is that he could be makriv it whenever he wants. B'chol eis, b'chol shosh yirtza, tam alaymah, v'chiyava alevi, me'achet sherechem, kol yisroel, ashu garsham, so from here we see that he could do his avoda any time that he wants. The halacha is that the animal, sometimes parts of the animal and the hide of the animal, sometimes are given to the Kohanim, depending on the carbon, shaloi, that it belongs to this Kohen, and not to the other members of that week's Mishmar, tamaloymar, vish es kadoshav lo yiyya. So, explains the Gemara, the Torah says, this Pasuk, and ha ketzav, when is the Pasuk teaching us regarding what situation is the Torah telling us that he will keep his kabonis? Ha ketzav, im ha yibal mum, if the Kohen that we're speaking about is unfortunately Baal Mum. And the status of Baal Mum is that he's an individual who could eat from the Kabbanis, but he can't actually do the Avoida. So the halacha is that if somebody cannot do the Avoida himself, then the halacha is he can't appoint a Shliach. Because, as we've explained many times, the halacha is that a Shliach, and the Gemara is going to say it explicitly, is an extension of the Meshaleach. So, if the Shliach can't do it, then if the person who's asking somebody else to do something on his behalf is not qualified to do it, then you can't have it done, you can't appoint a Shliach. If the person in question is a Baal Mum, then the halach is, he gives it to the Kohen of that Mishma. Vavadasai, and the Bryce is suggesting that Vavadas Varishaloi, from Hay Zakin Echaila. But so that's if it's a Kohen, but he is limited to the Kohen of his Mishma. But if Hay Zakin Echaila, if the Kohen in question is an elderly individual or sick, nice Lakayan Kohen Shietza, he could give it to anybody he wants, says the Gemara, because he could have brought it himself. He's capable of bringing it himself. Therefore, he could give it, he could appoint a different kohen. But since he's an individual that can't eat it himself, and we'll see in a minute what that means, so ask the Gemara, if he's still able to do the avodah, so then he should, since he could bring the carbon whenever he wants, he should be also the individual to keep the meat and the or of that animal. If he's an individual who's unable to do the avoida, so as we just said a minute ago, you can never appoint a shliach if you can't do it himself. That's the way most mefarshim learn the Gemara. There are achroinim, neither Behuda, that explains that the Gemara is not focused on his ability to make a shliach or not. Rather, the way to understand the Gemara is that really the privilege of who should bring the carbon belongs to the people of that Mishmar. The Torah says in Nudin that if the Kohen is the one that's bringing, the Kohen is bringing his own carbon, the Torah Kedosh in the Pesukim that we've learned in our Shir gives him the right to bring that carbon. And once the Torah gave him that right, he could give that right over to any Kohen that he wants. Nothing to do with Shlichus. Because it's not, what the Torah is really telling us is that even though the people of the Mishmar are the ones to bring the carbon, the halacha that the people of the Mishmar are the ones to bring the carbon is limited to Kabbanis that a Kohen himself doesn't bring. But if it's a carbon that the Kohen himself could bring, the halacha that the Kabbanis belong to the people, the Kabbanis are brought by the people of that Mishmar was never stead on that situation. So either Matzah Avad Avodah, that's the way the Noda Behuda explains the Gemara. So says the Gemara, if we're referring here to a situation where he could do the Avodah, so then the halacha should be Avodos of Oir Nami Tehei today. V'idaloi Matzah Avodah, if it's a Kohen who's unable to do the Avodah because he's a Zakan and Chayla, so then as we've been saying, Shlich HaChemashvi, if you can't do it yourself, how could you appoint the Shliach? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rapapa, we're referring here to a situation, Shiyach Lassus Aidei Tchak, he could do the Avodah, but it doesn't come easy to him. Avodah, the Chavad Aidei Tchak, the Avodah itself that he could do, albeit doesn't come to him easily, Avodah is considered a good Avodah. And therefore, Mashvi Shliach, as we just explained, since he could do it himself, he could appoint a Shliach to do it on his behalf. However, Achila, when it comes to eating, the Keach, because of his state, Zokon Achila, the Idei Tchak, which he's only going to be able to eat this meat, not simply, that already says the Gemara is in the category of an Achila Gasahi. Achila Gasa, the halacha is lav klumhu. The halacha doesn't recognize eating in such a fashion, and therefore, since he can't eat the carbon, he can't appoint a shliach to eat the carbon on his behalf. Mishamacha, and therefore, the halacha will be avodasa va'ayroi. The avoda and the ayra will be given to the anshei mishmar. So our Gemara teaches us that there's a new halacha. You could only appoint somebody to do something on your behalf if you could do it yourself. So the Mefarshim all discuss one situation. Let's say somebody bought an aliyah. And this individual, the Chashuki Chemed, discusses this question. And this individual who bought the aliyah now becomes unfortunately ill and he does not have the ability to speak. Since he doesn't have the ability to speak, he can't make the Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, he can't receive the aliyah. The question is, can he point somebody else to have the aliyah in his place? And there's a very similar shaila to this that's discussed by the Marie Bruna, the Shaila Chus Marum Bruna, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. He says, he discusses a situation that somebody bought Galila, and now he's unable to do the Galila himself. Can he ask somebody else to do the Galila on his behalf? And he quotes our Gemara, where our Gemara says that if a person is unable to do something himself, he can't do it on behalf of somebody else. And he brings another raya from a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chof Gimel Mabez, where the Gemara discusses if an Eved is qualified to be a shliach for a get. And the Gemara says, it depends if we look at the Eved as an individual who's connected to get. And therefore, it's the same thing. if somebody could do Galila himself, then he could appoint somebody to do Galila. But if it's an individual who's unable to do the Galila himself, then he can't appoint somebody else to do the Galila. But he says that it's not necessarily the same. Because when we speak about a Kohen and the Avodah, so as we've been learning, the Avodah really belongs to the Kohanim of that Mishmer. But even though the Avodah belongs to the Kohanim of that Mishmer, the Torah has taught us, as we learned in our Shir today, a new halacha. And that is the halacha that even if this is not your Mishmer, you have a right to do the Avodah, you, the Kohen, have a right to do the Avodah this week, even though it's not your Mishmer. But really, so that's a new halacha that applies to Kohanim and Mishmer. When somebody buys an aliyah in the shul, it's not that he's necessarily even buying it for himself. What he's doing is that the shul is selling the rights to that aliyah. And when the shul is selling the rights to that aliyah, what it means is that whoever this person who bought that aliyah, whoever bought that right, has the right to decide that he could take it for himself or he could give it to somebody else. And therefore, it's the right that he has is very different than the right that a Kohen has in doing the Avodah. And therefore, even though the halacha will be that as far as the Avodah is concerned, he may be not, if he can't do it himself, he can't ask someone else to do it, as our Gemara is teaching us quite extensively, that would not necessarily be the halacha regarding a kibud in a shul. Our Gemara just taught us the halacha of achila gasa. And the Gemara taught us achila gasa laf klumhu. And the question is, how do we apply this halacha of achila gasa? And the Shas Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Oreg Chaim Simon Nun Beis, discusses an individual who, unfortunately, because he's ill, is only being fed through a feeding tube. And the question is that the issue of eating meat and then eating dairy, the 6 hours, do these halachas apply to him, given that he has to eat through a feeding tube? Because our Gemara just taught us that an achila gasa is not considered a achila. And the halacha therefore is that achila gasa, if somebody eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, it's not considered that he violated eating on Yom Kippur. It's not considered an act of achila. Why is an achila gasa not considered an achila? Because the person who's eating that food is not enjoying that food. The food is not doing anything positive for that food. And therefore, the halacha is that achila gasa on Yom Kippur, it's not considered as if you ate. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav Sivkot Ches says that achila gasa, you don't make a bracha. Now, when we speak about achila, there are two parts of achila. One is what's known as the hanos goyrin, putting the food in your mouth. And then there is hanos meyav, that you're being nourished. So, achila gasa, where you're not enjoying what you're eating, we're learning here for Yom Kippur, for brachas, is not considered an act of achila. So, if that's the case, the halacha ought to be that if somebody ate meat and then he ate dairy, so since and he's full and the eating the dairy will be achila gasa, then he should be allowed to eat the dairy. But the Mishnah Melech says not like that, because he says that maybe in other areas of halacha, achila gas is not considered an achila. It's not considered an act of achila, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv for eating bas b'chalav. But he suggests that it's interesting. The Torah, when it teaches us the halacha of not being allowed to eat bas b'chalav, doesn't use the word achila. The Torah uses the word bishul. So he suggests that why did the Torah use that wording, even though that's not the perhaps the best way of expressing that one may not eat bas b'cholov. So he says that the Torah is trying to teach us that bas b'cholov is different than all other areas of halacha. And in all other areas of halacha, quite possible, it's only considered an act of achila if you ate it in a proper fashion. When we speak about bas b'cholov, that may be different, and even achila gasa or achila shloike derech would be considered an act of achila. It says the Amar Rav Sheshes, "Em hayu koyin tamei." If the koyin of that mishmer is tamei, and the carbon that's being brought is a carbon tzibur, the halacha is nice l'chami sheyirtza. Since he could have brought the carbon himself, because the halacha is that a carbon tzibur is brought even betuma, so therefore he can make a shlich to bring this carbon. So explains the Gemara that the meat and the R will go to the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the situation that you are discussing? If there are Kohanim who are tar, even though there's a locha tumah hutra b'tzibur, it's only something that we do reluctantly. And if there's Kohanim who are tahor, we won't use the Kohen that's tameh. Vida leketahirim, and if there's no other Kohen, if all the Kohanim are tameh, so avidas lanshi mishmar, hayatuminenu, the people I'm going to be giving it to, this Kohen is going to be giving it to, are all tameh. V'loi matza achli, and they can't eat from a carbon when it's tameh. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, says the Kohanim are not tor, and there are no Kohanim who could do the Avodah. But there are Kohanim who are Bali Mum, who are Tor, that we discussed earlier. Even though a Kohen who's Bali Mum may not do the Avodah, but he's allowed to eat from the Karbonis. So this carbon is going to be brought by a Kohen who's Tamei, and therefore, the halach is he can ask any Kohen that's he's Tamei, he can ask any Kohen that's Tamei to do the Avodah, because they're all Tamei. But when it comes to eating the carbon, since they are Bali Mum Kohanim Atar, they should be the ones should be Vaisa Mishma to get to eat from the carbon. Amar Ravashi, another halacha. The halacha is the kind, even though when somebody's an Oinen Rechman Slon, that means that one of his close relatives passed away, until the Kfura, at least until the Kfura is an Oinen. And he certainly, if he's a Kohen, may not do the Avodah during that time. But says the Rav Ashi, Em hayu Kohen Gadol Oinen, if the Kohen Gadol is an Oinen at that point, nois l'chol Kohen Sheyirtza. Because since he could bring a carbon when he's an Oinen, Kohen Gadol being an exception to the rule, since he could bring the carbon, he could appoint a different Kohen, he could ask a shliach, he could make it a shliach. Because since the halacha is that even though the Kohen Gadol when he's an Oinen can bring the carbon, the halacha is that he can't eat from the carbon. And since at that point he can't eat from the carbon, as we keep on learning in our shir, that only something that you could do yourself can you appoint somebody else to do on your behalf. Since he can't do it on his own, he can't eat the kachim on his behalf, he can't appoint somebody on his behalf teach from the Karbonis. So ask the Gemara, my Kamashmalon, Tanina, isn't this what we've learned? He says it's an explicit Braisa. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Oinen, Ven Oichel. He can be Makriv while he's an Oinen, but he can't eat. Ven Echoilet. And he doesn't get a shear in the Karbonis. Lechel Erev. Even though by tonight, he certainly will not be an Oinen, he still doesn't get a shear now when he's an Oinen that he will be able to eat at night. So everything we've just learned, asked the Gemara, is an explicit braisa. Answers the Gemara. Sakadat chamina, ki chasr chamena le de kohen gadol kruvehu. That the Torah, yes, gave a new rule that a kohen gadol could bring a carbon even though he's an oinen. He could do the hakrova. But maybe it's limited to only being able to be makr of the carbon. Av l'shvuya shliach, that he should have the ability to be appoint a shliach, loy matzim ashvi. To that degree, that level of dispensation, the Torah did not give him. Kamash 1. So we learn here that no, the Torah gave him even the level of dispensation that he could be the one to bring, he could be the one to appoint somebody else to be makriv the carbon on, to be makriv the carbon on his behalf. Learn, continues the Gemara with the Mishnah. As we've been discussing in our previous year, particularly the halach of Gezla Ger, where if somebody stole something from the Ger, swore to him falsely that he didn't, and then is now admitting that he did, so the halach is that he has to pay the Karen and Chaimish to the Kohanim. As the Torah teaches us, Vim Ein Ish Goyel Lahashav Oshav Elov, if the person unfortunately doesn't have any relatives, the person from whom he stole doesn't have any relatives to give the Karen V'chaimish to, Hashem Mamushav Lashem L'Kayin, the Torah teaches us that it should be given to the Kayin. Says the Mishnah, Gezel Sager, if somebody steals from a Ger V'nishmaloi, and he swore falsely that he did to the Ger that he did not, and then Umeis, and then the Ger passes away without any Yarshim, Hareza, as we just learned, Mishalim, Karen V'chaimish L'Kahanim, V'ashim L'Mizbech, and the Karen V'ashim, obviously, is brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar, Vim Ein Lish Goy L'Hashav Ashav Elov, Hashav Mushav L'Hashem L'Kayin, Mavad, Eila Kapurim, Ashachapa Ba'alov, he gives the Karen V'chaimish to the Kohanim, and brings the Karen Ashim. Hay continues the Mishnah with the following situation. Hay Malas HaKesef, the person who is bringing the Karen V'chaimish, the Esa Ashim, he was carrying, bringing the Karen V'chaimish to Yerushalayim. He was bringing the Karben Ashim to Yerushalayim. Umeis, and then the person died. Hakesev Yenosin Lebalev. The halacha is that even though children of the Gazlan have to pay, here they don't have to pay it to the Kohanim. The Ashim and the animal that was dedicated to be the Karben Ashim, the halacha is Yirat Sheyistarv, is left to become Balmum, V'yimacher, and it's sold, V'yipol damel nadava. And the money that's used, the money that is realized from the sale of this carbon, is brought for Karben Ketzer Mizbeach. The definition of a Karben Ketzer Mizbeach is that they never wanted that the Mizbeach should be left open for one moment. Since they never wanted to the Mizbeach to be left open even for one moment, they would have a fund from, if there was nobody bringing a carbon, from which they would bring meat, kabanas, and that's what this money is used for. Furthermore, this is all where he swore falsely to the ger. However, then the halacha is, if that wasn't the case, he never swore, and then the ger died without any yarshim, there the halacha would be that the person who's the gazlan will remain the owner, since he's holding at the time of the ger's death the ger's object, so he becomes the owner of that. He becomes the owner of that object. Nosen kesef lanchi mishmar, but says the Mishnah, if he gave the ker v'chaim to lanchi mishmar or mace, and then the gazlam dies before they could actually bring the carbon asham, ein al yarshim yachayim lahitzim yadam. So the yarshim say now to the kohanim, your entire procedure has not happened because you're not going to bring the Karben Ashim because our father passed away. Still, they cannot ask for the money back. Once you give the money to the Kohen, lo yiyah belongs to the Kohanim. As we've been discussing, the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash were divided into 24 Mishmeres. And every week in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a different Mishmer that did the Avodah. So says the Mishnah, Nosen HaKesev L'Yayarev. If the Gazlan gave the Karen V'chaimish to the Mishmer of Yayarev, and before they could actually bring their the Karben Asham, their week ended. And as the Ravid explains, that it was before they actually gave it. If you had already been given to them, even though the week ends before they did their Hakrova, then they would still do the Akrova. But the Ravid explains that the Mishnah is speaking about that they gave the money to the Mishmer of Yayarov, but the Asham, the animal, he didn't have a chance to give the animal until it was ready next week, and now it's the Mishmer of Yayarov. The halacha is yotza. You don't need to have the same mishmer getting the money and doing the carbon. However, hashem la yarev, if you gave the carbon hashem to yarev, the kessel of the yol, im kaima hashem, the halacha is that the hashem can only be brought after the money is paid. So therefore, if they gave the actual animal to yarev, and he gave the money to the next mishmer yadaya, so says the Mishnah, Im Kaima Asham, if the Mishmer of Yoriv, which is the first Mishmer, did not bring the carbon Asham yet, then they should hand it over Yekriyuvua Bnei Yoriv, Bnei Yedaya. Then the next Mishnah should be the one that get to bring the carbon. And explain the Rishonim, that even though the carbon was actually given to the earlier Mishmer, and we learned, we just said a moment ago, if the carbon was given actually to that mishmer, should that not be the mishmer that should bring the carbon? The pshat is that everything here was done improperly. You're not supposed to give a carbon. You're not supposed to give a carbon until the time for the carbon to be given comes. Here, the carbon was given to that mishmer yoyaruf before it was the time that they should be able to receive the carbon. So therefore, the carbon should be actually given to the second Mishmar, the Bnei Yayada, Vim Lekayim. But if the carbon is no longer here, the Bnei Yayarev did the wrong thing. They were makiv of the carbon before the money was given. Yachsev Yav Yashem Acher. So the Gazan has to bring another carbon Asham. Because Hamevi Gzoloi, Achloi Mevi Ashama, because the halacha is, if somebody gives the Karen V'chaymish before the carbon asham yotza, and what's included in the Mishnah is not just saying that the money should be given before the asham is brought. Mishnah is saying that it doesn't have to be necessarily the same mishmer. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same mishmer who's getting both. However, hevi ashamay to bring the carbon asham actually hevi gzela to before the money is returned. Here halach is lo yotza. You can't bring it before that. Not only can you not bring it before that, the whole giving of it before then is meaningless. What is the point that's considered that the Asham was brought? And now we have to see, was the money delivered or not? Says the Rosh, it's the moment of Zrikas Adam. If the money was given before the Zrikas Adam of the Asham, it's fine. If not, it's not acceptable. Nosan a Karen, if they gave the Karen to the Kahanim, for like Nosan as a Chaimish, but he didn't give them the Chaimish, the halacha is, ain't a Chaimish ma'akiv. So, there's a machloikis, how to understand this. Some Rishonim explain, that's what seems Rashi's explanation is, that of course you're going to have to give the Chaimish. But we're learning in our shir that the money is always paid before, before you bring the carbon asham, to fulfill that halacha, all that's required is that you gave the money. You don't have to give the chaymish. The Tosfos Yontif, however, points out that the Rambam learns that, of course, the Torah says you have to give a chaymish, but what the Mishnah means to say, we ain't a chaymish ma'akiv, that if the gazlan will have never given the chaymish, he still could have a kapara. Tan Rabbanan, the Torah says, Ha'oshem ha'mushav l'ashem l'koyin mevar eila kapurim ashichapa ba'olav. Oshem z'akeren, ha'mushav z'achoymish. That's how we learn the pasuk. Oh, yeah, you know, maybe ask the Gemara, Elo, Oshem z'ayil, the carbon, Oshem, and not the keren. And what will be the nafgamina if we say that how we explain the word Oshem, how we define the word Oshem, if it's the keren or a carbon? Says the Gemara Fukim Midarava, because this question how to explain this pasuk is relevant to halach that Rava taught us. Dama Rava Gezel Ger Shechzir Belayla. If you gave back the Gezel Ger at night, lo yotza. Shechzir Chatzoyim. If you gave it back piecemeal, you didn't give it back in one payment, lo yotza. My Tama. What is the reason for this? Says the Gemara, because Oshem Kaya Rechmana. The Torah calls it Oshem, and just like the halacha is a carbon, that if it's brought at night, the carbon may not be brought at night, and the carbon has to be brought at one time. So we're going to say that if the word asham is referring to the payment, so the payment will have the same halachas. Kishu'aymer, however, says the Gemara, the Brisa continues, Mavar el Kippurim, Harei Aymer Asham. So we see that Asham is already mentioned, explained. So when we say the word, the Torah says the word Asham at the beginning of the Pasuk, it's teaching us, it's talking about the Karen, and we're learning from here that it can't be given at night. The halacha says the Aruch on there, that this halacha of Gezla Ger doesn't only apply to a Ger, but if somebody was born to a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, even though he is a Jew, he only has maternal relatives. And since he only has maternal relatives, then he's considered like a person who is a Ger. The Chazon Ish also says is that the halacha, that if Gezel Ger, as we just learned, is done at night, is not acceptable. It's only in a case if before day comes, what was returned is no longer here. But if what was stolen, if what's given back is still extant the next morning, there's no problem. Because since the Kohanim have the Gzela during the day, that is sufficient. And the Miri gives a very nice explanation. And it's very much connected to something we discussed in our previous year. He says a very big part of returning what was stolen is that it should be done publicly. That's part, he explains, of the tshuva process. Since that's all part of the tshuva process, it should be done publicly. So if it's done at night, we lack that publicity. But now, if it was returned at night, even though it was returned at night, everybody knows it's still here by day. And now you'll have the adequate publicity. Since now you will have the adequate publicity, then the halacha is that is sufficient for it to be considered as if it was returned properly to the Kohanim. Tanya Idach, Benad Gemara quotes another braisa. Asham, the pasuk that says the word Asham Zekaren, Hamushav Achaymish, Ayena Elo. Suggests the Braisa, Oshem means the Chaimish, and asked the Gemara Lamai Nafkamina, says the Gemara, because Lafukim Masnisen, it would be contrary to what we just learned in our Mishnah. The Tanan, we just learned in the Mishnah. Nosun Loy is a Kervalay, Nosun Loy is a Chaimish, Ein a Chaimish Makav. We just learned in our Mishnah that the Chaimish is not absolutely essential. So now, if the Torah says Oshem, it means that obviously it is essential. Adraba, says the Gemara, if that would be the case, and we say that the word Asham is referring to the Chaimish, so what we would have asked the Gemara is a very interesting situation, that the Chaimish Ma'akiv, the Chaimish is what's essential and not the Keren. Answered the Gemara, says the Braisik Shu'oimah, Vaheshvah, Hashemah, Baroshoi, Vachemishosoi, Ha've'oimah, so that's the proof that the Chaimish is Keren. And from here we learn that the Keren is what's essential, not the Chaimish. Tanya Idach, a third braisa regarding this pasuk. Asham zekeren, hamushav zechaimish, or begezla ger kos medaber. The Torah is speaking about somebody stole from the ger and swore falsely, and then the ger died. Ay enoi el hamushav zekefel, or suggest the Gemara, maybe the pasuk is speaking about kefel, and the Torah is teaching us, begnevus hager kos medaber, that if somebody stole something from a ger, and then the ger died, that you have to pay kefel. But there's no get the person from whom you stole is not here, and since he's not here, you don't have you pay the kefil to the kahanim. Shoyim v'heishiv es hashem v'beroshiv v'chashim misarsoi. Says the Gemara, Mama hamishtam beroshiv kos medaber. The Altair is speaking about keren and not kefil, and therefore the halach of kefil doesn't that the kefil it doesn't go to the kahanim. Gufa, says the Gemara, Gufa merava. Gezla Geshek Zir Balaila, if somebody stole from a ger and he's returning it to the Kohanim, this halach that we've been learning by night, Layotza. Hzir Lachsoim Layotza. And the way the Yad Ramah explains, because it's considered, the Ramah explains, that it's considered that you didn't give a whole animal. And just like an animal that's not whole cannot be used for a carbon, it's a Balmum, That's here too. That would be the halacha and explains the Gemara. My tama, Oshim kai rechmana. The Torah gives it, calls it an Oshim. And since the Torah treats it like an Oshim, it's treated like a carbon. Night is not good. Lachtsoim is not good. Vamarava. Gezel geshe beshava prutal kol koin v'koin. So now we're giving back the Karen v'koin mishter, the kahanim of that Mishnah. But says the Gemara, if there isn't enough that every coin in the Mishmer will get a pruta, lo yotzu yidei chavasai, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. And even explains the Ramah, that if all the Kohanim agreed that one coin should be the recipient of this Karen v'chaymish, it wouldn't make a difference, explains the Yad Ramah. Why wouldn't it make a difference? Because every coin has to potentially be able to receive a pruta. And if every coin is not potentially able to receive a pruta, then he hasn't fulfilled the obligation. Again, Gezel Gershayim Beshev Pruta Kol Koyin V'Koyin Layotzi Yidei Chavosoi. My Tama, says the Gemara Kivin, that since the Torah says Oshem Amushev Lashem L'Koyin, Ache Shovel Kol Koyin V'Koyin. That has to be value of a pruta to every coin. By Rava. But now asks Rava, ain't by Lakol Shabim Mishmeres Yovim. Let's say the Mishmer of Yarev is a very large group, and there isn't enough for every member of that Mishmer. However, V'yeshba Le Mishmeres Yadayu. But another Mishmer has less people, and therefore the amount that will be given will be adequate for every person in that Mishmer to have a pruta. Now, what will be the din? So ask the Gemara. Let's analyze what was just said. Hechi dami, ilam di yavli yidayo. If the gazlan gave the money to the mishmer of yidayo, be mishmeres yidayo at the time which is their week, says the gemara, what would be the question? Hayispei, so everything is fine, says the gemara loitzricha. The question that we are discussing, the yavli yidayo, he gave the gzela to yidayo. However, this week is not yidayo's week. This week is mishmarta yayorov's week. My, me and Rinan, Kim de Lav Mishmartahu, this is not Yadaya's week. So what he did, and in Yoyarv's week, there's not enough for every Kayan to get a Pruta. So what he did, Lav Klumhu, is meaningless. Idilma Kim de Lachazalai, since it could have never been given to Yoyarv, because Yoyarv just has too many people. Such a situation that Locha looks as you should be waiting for that Mishmer, and it belongs to that Mishmer, and therefore what he'll give it to Yadayu, and there won't be any question. And the Gemara remains with a Teiku. Says the Gemara in Masechta Menachos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us that, as we've been learning, the Kohanim were divided by Mishmeres, and the Kohanim, the Kabbanis that they got that week were divided, they were brought that week, were divided amongst the Kohanim of that Mishmer. And let's say there's one person that likes Karban Mincha, and there's another person that likes meat. They can't make any deals where we'll trade. So now ask the Gemara, by Rav Kohanim, Mashiachal Gezel Ger, Kenek Zera Gezel Ger. What will be the halacha regarding Gezel Ger? Could they make such a deal? I'll take from this Gezel Ger and you'll get the next Gezel Ger. So Tosfos really explains, and we really refer to this in a moment. The Gemara's question is not, could a Kohen give up his share? Certainly a Kohen may give up his share. The Gemara's question is, can we make this kind of an arrangement? Again, by Rava, Kohanim Ashichalku Gezel Ger Keneged Ager. Mi Aminin, Oshim Karim Rechmona. The Torah calls the Gezel Ger an Oshem, and as we just said, Ma Oshem Ein Cholkim Oshem Keneged Oshem. Af Gezel the Loch will be Ein Cholkim Gezel Ger Keneged Gezel Ger. Idoma Gezel Ger Meminuhu. It's considered mammon. It's not considered like a carbon, and therefore such arrangements would be acceptable. Other Pashta says the Gemara. Rava himself answered the question. Oshem Kari Rechmana, the Torah calls it an Oshem, and therefore it has all of the halachas of an Oshem. Says the Gemara, Rav Achabre, the Rav Masma Behedja, he says this question, there's no question, it was taught explicitly. Omer Rav Kahanim Encholkim Gezel Ger, Kenegri Gezel Ger, such arrangement is not acceptable. My Tama, why? because Ashim Kari Rachmana, and just like by a Karban Ashim, such arrangements would not be acceptable. Here too, they would not be acceptable. By Rava, Kahanim, says the Gemara, when we speak about the Kahanim getting this Gezel Ger money, how does the Halacha look at this? Yorshim Havu, are they considered like the Yorshim, or Mekamel Matanis Mahavu? What's considered a Matana, that we're going to be learning in a moment about the Matnas Kahuna that were given to Kahanim. And the question is this just considered another of the Matnas Kahanim? Ask the Gemara Lamayin Nafkamina. What would be the Nafkamina? So the Gemara Kagan Shigazel Chametz, if the Gazlin stole from the Ger Chametz before Pesach. And now, Avalava Pesach, Pesach, it's after Pesach, and that Chametz is also by Noah because it was Chametz Avalava Pesach. And the Marit Al-Ghazi makes a very important point. Even though our halacha is that Chametz Avol of a Pesach, that it's Osir B'Hanor, is only Osir Midrabanan, so then certainly what he's giving him, Midaraisa, should be considered something of value. Says the Marit Al-Ghazi, once the Rabbanan said that Chametz Avol of a Pesach is Osir B'Hanor, even though it's only a Dim Midrabanan, it's not a Dim Midaraisa, the halacha now views it as it has no value once the Rabbanan instituted their halacha. So says the Gemara, yeah, I'm a Yorshim Havu. If we look at the Kahanim as Yorshim, they Yashin this Chametz. And just like we've learned that a Gazlan can always give back to the person who he stole from the Chametz after Pesach and say, Hareshul Cholof Anecha, here too that would be the halacha. However, if the halacha looks at them as they received matnas kahuna, says the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks about matnas kahuna, matana kamarachmana de nesaluhu. The Torah says we should give him matana. What they're giving to him is meaningless. Da'afra ba'amahu, it's chametz shavah pesach. Rav Zeir b'chis hachi. The Gemara gives a different way how this question was posed. Afilim timtzalem makal matana hava. If it will say that the Kohanim considered this is considered Gezel Ger, considered Matnas Kahuna. Ha, Lebayman. There's no question that the Gazlan can give back the Chametz. The Hei Matana Merchmana de Neisvela. This is the way the Torah says that this Matnas Kahuna is given. El Kikam Abaylan, what is the question? Kigan Shnafla Esa Behemis be Gezel Ger. 10 animals were given to a Kohen for Gezel Ger. The question is, Mechayuvel Afrush Menem Maisaloi. We know you have to take off Maisa Behema. Will you have to take off Maisa Behema? Or do we say Yorshin Havim? Domem Ar, the Gemara teaches us Masechta Bechoris Daf Nun Vav Beis, Konu B'Tvisas Abayis, that if Yorshim, Tvisas Abayis is what we would call an estate. If Yorshim got animals as an estate, there's a halacha of Maisa Behema. Oidoma, B'Kabu Matanis Havim, they're considered somebody who received the gift. And the Mishnah Masechta Bechoris teaches us there, if somebody buys animals, or Hanitan Lebimatana was given to him as a gift, part the Maisa Behema, he doesn't give Maisa Behema. So now the question is, how do we look at the Kohen receiving Behemas for Gezel Ger? Toshma, says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Aaron and his children were given 24 Matnas Kuna. The Kulan Nitanu, the Klal Prat of Klal. The Torah teaches us, their obligation, b'klal prat b'klal. And furthermore, the Torah says, bris melech oylem hu lefnei Hashem, to teach us, kol mekayman, whoever fulfills this obligation, kim lemkayim, b'klal prat b'klal. He's fulfilling, like he filled the entire Torah, which we so often learn, is explained through klal prat b'klal. And it's as if he brought bris melech, brought kabbonis, which the Karban Torah speaks about Bris Melech. And Chas V'Sholem, B'Kala Oivar Aleim, somebody who violates the Matnas Kahuna, Kila Oivar Al Klal Prat Klal, it's viewed as if he violated the entire Torah, and he violated bringing Kabbonis. Ve'Elohim, and when we speak about Matnas Kahuna, there were Eser B'Migdash, Kabbonis that were brought in the base of Migdash, that are eaten there, Arba B'Yishlaim, that are limited to Yishlaim, Ve'Eser B'Gvulim, all over Eretz Yisrael. Eser b'migdash, what are the 10 that are based in migdash? Chatz b'ema, the meat of a karm chattis. Chattis oif, the meat of a chattis oif. Oshem v'adai, oshem talui. Zivchishal mitzibur, the kabbonis that were brought, the shnei kvasim that were brought on Shavuos, the light shemesh of Mitzayra, that the Mitzayra brings a light shemesh of Mitzayra, or Maisa Aimer, the leftover after they burnt the kaimitz of the Mechus Aimer, the Shtei Lechem that's brought on Shavuos, the Lechem upon him that's eaten every Shabbos, the Shiori HaMincha, and all Kabbal Mincha, after they bring the kaimitz, the rest of the Mincha is eaten by the Kohanim. Vabri Shalayim, HaBechayra, Bechar meat is treated like Shlama meat, that you eat it anywhere in Shalayim. HaBikurim can be eaten in Shalayim. VaMuram Minataida, the Chaz V'Shoik, and the Chalas of the Karban Taida, which are given to the Kohanim. And El Nazar, the Karban Shlamim, that's brought by a Nazim. V'Iris Kachim, all of these are eaten outside of Yerushalayim, could be taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. Vasar B'Gvulin, Truma, the Truma Smaisa, Chalop, Reishis Hagez, the first wool that's cut from the sheep, Hamatanis, the Zrael, Chayim V'Keva, which are given from any animal that's slaughtered to the Kayin, Pidyon HaBen, the Chomish Shloim that the Kayin gets for Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Petach Hamar, Steyachuza, that we discussed in our previous year, that if somebody was Magdish, a Steyachuza, and didn't redeem it, and the Hegdish sold it, when Yovel comes, that field is divided amongst the Kohanim. Stei Cheromim, if somebody is Magdish a field by saying the word Cherim, the Kohanim get that field, and what we've been discussing, Gezel Ger. But, points out the Gemara, the Kokari Meis Matana. It's been called a Matana throughout this Braisa. Shema Mina, from here we see that Mekabeli Matanas Hava Shema Mina, that Gezel Ger is considered a Matanas Kahuna for the Nafkaminis that we mentioned. So we learned in the Mishnah, Nosan Aksakesav Lanshe Mishmar. If he gave the money to Anshe Mishmar and he died, then the Yarshim can't ask for it back. Amar Bai Shmamino, Kesef Mechaper Machzah. That just giving the Kesef affects some form of Kapara. Because, says the Gemara, Diloy Mechaper, if it was entirely ineffective, Havame Mehadle Yarshim. So the Yarshim should say, you don't deserve it. It didn't accomplish anything. Says the Gemara, my time, why would the Yarshim be able to have such a claim? Because they could say, that Dachla Yavle, it wasn't given to you if it won't be effective in any way. Says the Gemara, El Meato, Taloch is Chatus Shemesu Balea. We know that if a person designated an animal for Karban Chatus, and then he dies, Taloch is, there's Aloch L'Mashim Sinai, that it's left to die. Ask them, why is that Talocha? And why shouldn't the Yorshim of that individual be able to say that I was never mafresh the animal with the understanding that it should not be able to be brought? It's a loch l'moish m'sinai, and domisa azlo, that's what should be the halacha, and you can't say, well, I never meant that. El me'atop, ask the Gemara, oshim shemesa b'leo, if somebody designated a carbon asham and he died, so why shouldn't the yashim be able to say that the achal afreshe was never designated if it can't be brought? And why is the halacha that we learned earlier that we let it become bamum and we sell it to oilus ketz mizbayach? Says the Gemara, asham nami hilchsa gemirullah. The kosh mechatas mesa, wherever the halacha says by chatas, the animal's left to die, but asham roya and sell it. The halacha is that if a woman, a husband, dies without children, she's not allowed to get remarried. She has to have yibum mechalitza. Now, ask the Gemara, Elami Ato, ask the Gemara, Yivam shenafel lefnei mukashchin. If the brother-in-law is a mukashchin, the halacha is, why does she have to have chalitza? She should not have to have chalitza. And the reason the Gemara says chalitza is because the Gemara mistake the Yivam has taught us that she doesn't have to have yibum. We forced the Mukashchin to do Chalitza, not Yibam. But ask the Gemara, tape it below Chalitza. And she should be able to say that the Hachalai Kitcha, she never got married for the purpose that she should have to have Yibam with a Mukashchin. And of course, points out Taisus, this is only if there was only Erisin. If there was Nasuin, so she had a good marriage. This happened afterwards. She can't say, well, I didn't want to get married because of this eventuality. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, Anan Sadi, we can be comfortable, the Meich Nich B'Kodahu, that she was ready to get married no matter what. Because Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish teaches us often in Shas. Dam Resh Lakish Tov L'Meisav Tandu L'Meisav Armala. And the Beis Halevi has a beautiful explanation in this Gemara. The Beis Halevi says that even though Tosfos just said that this woman only had Erusin, so, and that's why we're suggesting that if that's the case, maybe she never wanted to get married if the price of having Erusin would be having to have Yibam Chalitza with a Mukushkin. Says the Beis Halevi, the Gemara said that there's a question. Maybe the Gemara said it without a question, that certainly a woman will never want to get married if the price of getting married means that she's going to have to live with a mukashkin. But says the Gemara, and that's why maybe the Gemara asks, we can make such a claim. What the Gemara means to say at this point, says the Beis Halevi, that assumption that a woman could always say that the hochlei ikdisha, that didn't get married for that purpose, is no longer so obvious. Why? Because there's a concept of tavla meisav tandu. A woman always wants to be married. Once it can't be said without any question that I certainly would have never gotten married under these circumstances, there's no room for a question that the hochlei ikdisha.